Welcome to the Prudential Real Estate Podcast, presented by Prudential Real Estate. We're your weekly source for solutions to the toughest challenges in real estate. Our theme this week is The Price is Right. And right now, there may be no righter price than what you'll find for a property in short sale or foreclosure. But what's the real price of these bargain basement deals? With good advice, you can get a distressed property, but make sure you know what you're doing because there are hidden complications with these kinds of sales. First, it's always smart to work with a real estate agent in any market. In the short sale or foreclosure world, it's absolutely essential. You need someone with experience to navigate the details, especially because the legal details are different everywhere. There are different laws in every state, and you don't want to waste time and money because the local legal details escape you. You also many times will be buying the property on auction, and you want an expert on your side. This show will be a very short primer. We've got just 3 minutes or so we'll give you the basics to get you started thinking. First, let's talk about the houses that are commonly called foreclosures. Of course, you're technically not buying a foreclosure. That's the name for the legal process. You're buying a real estate-owned property, which is why sometimes you'll see the acronym REO, or R-E-O. A foreclosure, as you probably know, happens to be when a homeowner stops paying his or her mortgage on time. The number of missed payments varies, but it usually doesn't take very long before the bank starts a legal action to reclaim the house, that's the collateral on its loan, and sell it to get the money that it's owed. What does this mean for the buyer? It means when you're buying a real estate-owned property, a house in foreclosure, you're buying from the bank, not from the previous owner. The pros of these deals are obvious. You can get a great deal. But there are some potential cons. The house may be in disrepair, especially if the former owners have been gone for quite a while. It's not like the bank moved in and has been mowing the lawn, vacuuming the floors, making sure the water pipes don't freeze, etc. So often with an REO, you're going to have to factor in some home repairs with your costs. Now, let's talk a bit about short sales. A similar animal with a few key differences, it's basically an amicable divorce, a slightly more cordial version of a foreclosure. Rather than just walking out on the mortgage, which leads to foreclosure, homeowners will sometimes contact the bank and say, look, I can't sell the house for what it's worth, and I can't pay the mortgage. Will you accept a lower amount? The short sale basically means the lender or the bank agrees to accept less than the amount the mortgage is worth, generally whatever the house can be sold for. In a short sale, you're still buying the house from the homeowner, but the lender has to agree on the sale price. So while the owner might agree to sell to you for one number, the sale may not go through. Short sales are generally better for the seller, and you may find that many short sale properties are in better condition than foreclosures. Short sales and foreclosures do have one major thing in common, which is extremely important for the buyer to know ahead of time. They take longer than a normal sale, sometimes a lot longer, because they have to be approved by the lender, and that approval process can take months, especially these days because banks are dealing with so many distressed properties at once. So if you want to get a deal, be prepared to be patient, and be prepared. Get the help of an experienced real estate agent from Prudential who can help you navigate the hidden costs and get you the best deal you can get. Well, that's it for today's show. We've got one more episode coming this week for our theme, The Price is Right. Be sure to check back, especially if you've ever wondered how to set and get the best price for your home. That's coming up this week on the Prudential Real Estate Podcast.